Today, a table was sold and centered by Mr. Darrell Stewart. While the other day, I was walking along down Broadway when I come to that Herald Square newspaper building, and I stopped to look at it. Well, if anybody had ever told me there was that much machinery in the world, don't calculate, I would have believed. The biggest machine I'd ever seen before was Cy Pettenhill's new thrashing machine. Well, I stood there watching them printing presses running, paper going in one end, coming out of the other, all printed, stuck full of pictures, folded up, ready to sell. And I'll tell you, it just about took my breath away. Well, we never had but one newspaper down home at Punkin Center. We called it the Punkin Center Daily Bugle. Old Jim Lawson, he was editor of it. Jimmy had his place up over Ezra Austin's grocery store, you see. Jimmy never got any cash money for the newspaper. He always got paid in produce, and that was a good place taking his subscriptions. Well, a fella come in one day and give Jim a keg of hard cider for a year's subscription to the Punkin Center Daily Bugle. And we all loved right then something was going to happen, and sure enough it did. You see, about that time, Jim had got two advertisements. One was for Reuben Jackson's restaurant, and the other was a timetable of the Punkin Center and Papaw Valley Railroad. Well, Jimmy got to drinking the hard cider and stopping pipe at the same time, and when the paper came out on Thursday, I'll tell you, it was a wonderful affair. Near as I can remember, it said that Reuben Jackson's restaurant would leave the depot every morning at 8 o'clock for beefsteak and mutton stews, and would change cars at White River Junction for mints and pumpkin pies, that Cottage Pudding would be a flight station for coffee and donuts like Mother used to make, and train wouldn't run on Sunday because the depot agent who done the cooking would have to run an extra on that day over the chicken and ham sandwich division. I believe that is the last issue of the Punkin Center Daily Bugle.